Srimati Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Jai. The Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lordship Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundara Ki Jai. The Lordship Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. The Lordship Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. The Lord of Sri Sri Lakshmi Nishinga Dev Ki Jai.
Jai.
Miskandura Manati Dham Ki
Jai. Jai.
Uttai Gaur Pramanandi.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare.
All glories to the Lord of Sri Sri Guru.
All glories, all glories. Sri Sri Guru.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 1, entitled Questions by Vidura. We're doing text 28 through 30. So text 28 and 29 we'll chant simultaneously, and then 30 we will do responsibly. So 28 together. Kachit varuta dipitirya dunam prajumna aste sutamandavira yamuti bhagavato virhe arajavikram smaranadi sage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Jai.
Translation. O Uddhava, please tell me, how is Pradyumna?
What?
The commander-in-chief of the Yadus.
Are you okay?
Who was Cupid in a former life? Rukmini bore him as her son from Lord Krishna by the grace of Brahmanas whom she pleased. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Smara, Cupid or Kamadev, is one of the eternal associates of Lord Krishna. Jiva Goswami has explained this very elaborately in his treatise, Krishna Sandarbha. 29. Kachit sukham sat vata vrishni boja dasarhanam adhipasa haste yam abhyasancha chatapatra netra nripasana samparihityatura. O my friend, tell me whether Ugrasena, the king of the Satapatas, Vrishnis, Bhojas and Dasarhas, is now doing well. He went far away from his kingdom, leaving aside all hopes of his royal throne. But Lord Krishna again installed him. And 30 will do responsibly. Kachi dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Kachi dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Asutayam jam bhavati vratadya. Devam guham yom vikaya tritogre.
Devam guham yom vikaya tritogre.
Kachit dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Kachit dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Asutayam jam bhavati vratadya.
Asutayam jam bhavati vratadya.
Devam guham yam vikaya drito kre.
Devam guham yam vikaya drito kre.
Kachit dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Kachit dare sam yasuta sadriksha.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Aste grani ratinam sadu samba.
Asutayam jambhavati vratadya.
Asutayam jambhavati vratadya.
Devam guham yam vikaya dhritogre.
Devam guham yam vikaya dhritogre.
Kachetare
samyasutta sadriksha.
Aste gani raktinam sadhu sambha.
Asutta yam jam bhavati vratadya.
Devam guham yam vikaya vitokre.
Kachetare samyasutta sadriksha.
Aste grani ratinam sadhu sambha.
Aste grani ratinam sadhu sambha.
Asutayam jambhavati vratadya.
Asutayam jambhavati vratadya.
Devam guham yom vikaya vritore.
Devam guham yom vikaya vritore.
Kachidare samyasutta sadriksha.
Aste grani ratinam sadhu sambha.
Aste grani ratinam sadhu sambha.
Asutayam jambhavate vratadya.
Asutayam jambhavate vratadya.
Devam guham yavikaya dhritogre.
Devam guham yavikaya dhritogre.
Kachit.
Whether.
Whether.
Hare.
Hare.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Samya.
Samya.
O grave one.
O grave one.
Sutaha.
Sutaha.
Son.
Son.
Sadrikshaha.
Sadrikshaha.
Similar.
Similar.
Aste.
Aste.
Fares well.
Fares well.
Agranihi.
Agranihi.
Foremost. Ratinam,
Ratinam
of the warriors.
Of the warriors.
Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Well behaved.
Well behaved.
Sambaha.
Sambaha.
Samba.
Samba.
Asuta.
Asuta.
Give birth.
Give birth.
Yam.
Yam.
Whom?
Jambhavati.
Jambhavati. Jambhavati.
Jambhavati.
The queen of Lord Krishna's.
Queen of Lord Krishna's.
Vratadya.
Vratadya.
Enriched by vows.
Enriched by vows.
Devam.
Devam.
The demigod.
The demigod.
Guham.
Guham.
Of the name Kartikeya.
Of the name Kartikeya.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Whom.
Whom.
Ambikya.
Ambikya.
Unto the wife of Shiva.
Unto the wife of Shiva.
Dhritaha.
Dhritaha.
Born.
Born.
Agre.
Agre.
In the previous birth.
Previous
translation. O gentle one, does Samba fare well? He exactly resembles the son of the personality of Godhead. In a previous birth, he was born as Kartikeya in the womb of the wife of Lord Shiva. And now he has been born in the womb of Jambhavati, the most enriched wife of Krishna. Purport. Lord Shiva, one of the three qualitative incarnations of the personality of Godhead, is the plenary expansion of the Lord. Kartikeya, born of him, is on the level of Pradyumna, another son of Lord Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna descends into the material world, all his plenary portions also appear with him to exhibit different functions of the Lord. But for the pastimes at Vrindavan, all functions are performed by the Lord's different plenary expansions. Vasudev is a plenary expansion of Narayana. When the Lord appears as Vasudev before Devaki and Vasudev, he appeared in his capacity as Narayana. Similarly, all the demigods of the heavenly kingdom appeared as associates of the Lord in the forms of Pradyumna, Samba, Uddhava, etc. It is learned here that Kamadev appeared as Pradyumna, Kartikeya as Samba, and one of the Vasus as Uddhava. All of them served in their different capacities in order to enrich the pastimes of Krishna. Om Jnana Kirandasya
Yajana Salataya
Chakshara Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Prasakrachatam Sahagana Raguna Kandvitam Kamsajivam Sadvaitam Sahadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandvitam Scha He Krishna Chaitanya Sindhu Dina Amaru Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishakam Sitedevi Pranamami Hariye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Adada Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Prasad, Rupalesha, Matishila, Rupalpa, Guruji, Namaya, Shri Shri Vindata, Devi, Rapata, Pat, Pankaja, Dhani, Prabhupada, Nivadaya, Namah, Shri Gurbhazi, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasad, Rupalesha, Mati, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Niti, Namaya, Namaste, Sarasati, Deve, Gauravani, Pracharne, Yavishesha, Sanyavadi, Paschata, Deshi, Dhani. Hare Krishna. So, today we have some It can end up being very lengthy discussions because of these purports. So, to start with the first purport, which is text 28-29, has no purport, is that not quite often we see Srila Prabhupada write such a purport where he is referring you to a personality like Jiva Goswami to learn from him. This is, for me, this is something very startling, and it makes one shiver at the thought that what Srila Prabhupada expects of us in his movement, that Srila Prabhupada has a very, very high expectation of his followers. That he's expecting us to live to the highest standard, to practice the highest standard of philosophy, and continue the legacy that he started to foster this Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. As he would say later on, that he has built a skeleton. Now you fill in the gaps. So, when he's referring in this purport that to go and learn from Jiva Goswami, he gives an indication of this thought that, as some of we may or may not know, Jiva Goswami is the foremost of the pioneers of Krishna Bhakti in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, that he was an erudite scholar we can say the best of the erudite scholars, the most profound, and gave the most contribution, the most literary contribution to Vaishnava literatures. And not only that, but he presented them in such a high level, mainly because of the time, place, and circumstance, and his intellectual capacity was such. So here Srila Prabhupada is referring that to learn about Pradyumna, we can go and read the Krishna Sandarbha, that there is elaborate explanations there. So Jiva Goswami presented a lot of works, and his works are so vast that to give an idea, like the Srimad Bhagavatam consists of 18,000 verses, and the biggest of the others is the Mahabharata, which consists of 100,000 verses. But Srila Jiva Goswami composed over 532,000 verses of Vaishnava literature and presentation. And that being said, it is understood that he had the most contribution of everyone else in the line combined. That he single-handedly had the most contribution. And that's not all, that his level of discussion was so high that indirectly Srila Prabhupada is telling us here, read his purport, pause for a year or so and study this book, Krishna Sandarbha, which is one of the Sat Sandarbhas, and understand and try to do your homework to understand who Pradyumna is. Even in a small, in a nutshell, that Srila Prabhupada presents this very, very short purport, that all of that can be encompassed. So the work of Jiva Goswami is such, first of all, that at the time that he was there in the 16th century and he presented these Vaishnava literatures, it was the time of the Mughal Empire. And like Vasudev, when Vasudev was getting married to his wife Devaki, and we had that situation where Devaki's brother Kamsa wanted to kill her because he heard the proclamation that the eighth child of this sister would kill him. He immediately wanted to kill Devaki. Krishna is Vasudev with a long A. His father is Vasudev, short A. So Vasudev, he had the power to conquer, physical power to conquer Kamsa. But he had the mental power to do so, to at least restrain him, at least restrict him. So he presented philosophy, which he couldn't present much philosophy because Kamsa knew all the philosophies anyway. But he had to present his arguments and rationality in such a way so that he could at least subside Kamsa from his atrocious intentions. So similarly, Jiva Goswami, he started presenting the Vaishnava Siddhanta, the Krishna Bhakti, in such a way so that even the Muslims, the Mughals, they could understand and appreciate. And they weren't like the majority of us today. They were highly, highly intelligent individuals. So even the Mughal was able to appreciate to such an extent that he appreciated the work of Jiva Goswami that he donated all the paper to print his books. So So Jiva Goswami, he's termed as the codifying principle in our Vaishnava line. That he codified all of these Vaishnava literatures. Codify means that he present them in an organized fashion, in a systematic order, so anyone can read and get the right conclusion that Krishna is still Bhagavan Swayam, including the Moguls. So that's how he was able to restrain them from their acts of wanting to destroy all the temples. So he had to present, and because they were such highly intelligent people, he presented his work in such a highly intelligent fashion that they can grasp the idea very quickly. So the topmost of his work are the Sat Sandarbhas and the Gopal Champu. So of these Sandarbhas, just to give you an idea, the level of his work, how he presented, how he wrote these books, that he wrote in prose and poetry and regular writing essay type like here. And then in the Gopal Champu, he combined all those methods. So Champu means a combination of all these methods of writing. And so he presented the Gopal Champu. And these books are such that a student can take one of these Sandarbhas, like we have several, Sat Sandarbha, the Bhakti Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, and so forth. You can use one of these Sandarbha. By the way, Sandarbha means to arrange or to weave in an organized fashion, similarly to what, so that's why they're called Sandarbhas, because their work is organized and weave in a certain fashion so that we can get a proper understanding. So a student can take one of this Sandarbha, which, for example, the Paramatma Sandarbha has, I think, 105 or 107 chapters. So you can take one of those chapters, study part of it, write a thesis on that, and graduate with a PhD from the highest university in the world. So it just gives an idea of the complexity of Jiva Goswami's presentation, his level of intelligence, the way he thought about the present situation, and how he's grasping the idea and setting the foundation so that this Krishna consciousness movement can go on in the future. Apart from him, there's only one other person who did this, and that is our own Srila Prabhupada. That not only Jiva Goswami was this highly intellectual personality, but he was an expert manager. He created systems that would foster this movement. Like, for example, he's the first one to write a will so that all the properties of the Goswamis and all the properties of the deities and so forth can stay intact and legally owned by Vaishnavas to continue this line. And he was an expert manager. So generally, you don't find people being expert at everything. Like somebody might be an expert preacher, but they might not be an expert manager. Or they might be an expert manager, but not an expert preacher or singer or, you know, different ways like that. But Jiva Goswami had all these combinations. And we found that Prabhupada also had all that combination. So in one sense, we can rightly address Prabhupada as Jivanuga, because he directly follows in that footstep. So when Prabhupada said that he has built a skeleton, now we fill in the gap, this is one of the things that I'm talking about. So when Prabhupada is telling us to go to the Krishna Sandarbha to learn, it's indicating, of course, I don't know what Prabhupada's intentions are, but from my perspective, he's indicating that he wants us to step up to a higher standard, to understand the depths of these books, to understand where he's coming from, and how all these are presented, so we can grasp the essence of his work and able to present Krishna consciousness to the masses of people. So he's the first one to start at Sankirtan. He arranged with his three Shiksha students, Shamananda, Narottam, and who is the other?
Srinivas.
They started the first set of book distribution. So he got all these books of the Goswamis, including himself and his predecessors, his gurus, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and so forth. And he sent them off to study these books, copy them, which they had to copy by hand. There were no copy machines then. So they had to physically write each one of them to make copies, study them, distribute, and so forth. So this is just in a very, very, very small nutshell of Srila Jiva Goswami's contribution. So when we see what Prabhupada present here, that go and study his work, then this gives us an idea as to what is expected of us, what Srila Prabhupada expect out of us. That's a very high level, and it's no doubt a great challenge. At least for me, it's an extreme challenge. So to understand, like here he's saying that Prajumna was actually Cupid in a former life, Kamadev. Yeah. So Prabhupada wants us to understand that Prabhupada gave us in a just half a sentence or one sentence, here is who Prajumna is, now you go and learn about him. You go and figure it out. You go and get the details. Jiva Goswami did, on many occasions, did a similar thing. He gave just a very, like a few words, and he indicates that now it's our turn to go down and study. So, this is part of, you know, Srila Prabhupada's presentation here. So, coming to this next verse, well, verse 28 doesn't, 29 doesn't have a purport. 30, again, it indicates the level of the presentation in these days of the, like, of even the Bhagavatam verses. Like, for example, here it says, I'll read the translation of verse 30. O gentle one, does Sambha fare well? He exactly resembles the son of the personality of Godhead. So it appears very contradictory. Because who is Sambha? Sambha is the son of the personality of Godhead. He's saying here that he exactly resembles. So when we see a statement like this, then let me continue reading the translation so you get the whole picture. In a previous birth, he was born as Kartikeya in the womb of the wife of Lord Shiva. And now he has been born in the womb of Jambavati, the most enriched wife of Krishna. So when Vidura is questioning and saying, he exactly resembled the son of the personality of Godhead, who is that he that he's talking about? Can we say? Who is the he? Huh? No, not Prajumna. Who is the he that he's talking about? He's talking about Kartikeya. Yeah, Kartikeya exactly resembles the son of the personality of Godhead. And to substantiate on what I'm saying is if you go to the 10th canto, chapter 87, verse 1, in that purport, Sridhar Swami explains how Vaishnav writings are presented and how they should be understood and interpreted. So he gave three figures of speech there. One is Mukhya Vritti, second is Lakshana Vritti, and the third is Gaunya Vritti. So Mukhya Vritti means exactly as you read it, means exactly as it is. Somebody tell you, Pick up this cup, that's exactly what they mean to pick up that cup. That's mukhya vritti. Lakshana vritti is if the language doesn't apply to a direct understanding, then the writing moves from the understanding of mukhya vritti to lakshana vritti. For example, one may say that some devotees live in a home in the Ganges. Well, we all know that a home cannot be in the Ganges itself. It meant that it's on the bank of the Ganges. So this is the figure of speech that is indicating here. And then if that figure of speech doesn't apply, then it goes to the last figure of speech, Ganya Vritti. Like, for example, we may address Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj as Narsimha Guru. Everyone addresses him as that. It doesn't mean that Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is a lion. No, it means that his features, his presentation, his preaching is lion-like. So we have to understand that. So similarly, in presenting these verses of the Bhagavatam and many of our Vedic writings, these different categories of understanding has to be in place so we can understand. So like here, in this verse, we're talking about Samba, and we understand that in his previous birth, Samba had taken birth as Kartikeya. Or we can say vice versa, that Kartikeya is an expansion of Samba, and that's what this purport is saying. So with this, it sets a background as to how we can approach the Vedic scriptures, how we can approach the Vedic understanding, and how to understand so that from a layman's point of view, when it appears to be contradictory, then we have an explanation for it to understand. Because it's obviously very confusing here. If we just read it, well, Samba exactly resembles the son of the personality of Godhead. We all know Samba is the son of the personality of Godhead, so how would he exactly resemble? Unless he exactly resembles himself. Like there was one story of one very, very prominent poet. He was describing the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra. So he was saying that Lord Ramachandra is as beautiful as, and he paused, he couldn't find any words. Then he finished his sentence. Lord Ramachandra is as beautiful as Lord Ramachandra. So there's no comparison. So like that. So that, you know, I just want to point out that in this verse, that how we can approach the understanding. And several times, even in Srila Prabhupada's writing, sometimes you may find Prabhupada makes statements, some of them are even controversial nowadays, that may make statements that appears to be controversial because it doesn't suit our understanding. So rather than we stepping up our understanding to understand Prabhupada's correctness, we were trying to bring down Prabhupada's level to our level. And at one time, I ran into an article where, I don't know, maybe it's a former devotee or something. He made 51 references of Srila Prabhupada's writings and show how Prabhupada was faulty, Prabhupada made mistakes. And being a critic as I am, I decide to reference every 51 of those. And every one of them, there was one thing common about it. That the person who presented this pulled Prabhupada out of context. That he just looked at the short sentence. He didn't read the entire paragraph. He didn't read the entire, you know, the entire presentation to understand the context, the subject matter, what Srila Prabhupada was presenting. So if anyone like studies law or be with read law books or any regulations, you'd find, let's say the IRS, for example, the most complicated one. If you look at some of their regulations, let's say tax returns 2023, for example, they would say that the laws for this year is this, this, and this, accepting or under the condition that this, this, and this exists, accepting for this and this, that if such and such condition exists, and eventually what you have a whole library that fills this temple room of the law. So that's how complex it is. So similarly, with Srila Prabhupada's writings, they can be very complex. And Prabhupada says, he said that I could have written these books much faster, but I had to take my time to think, to present it in a way for the common people or the present day people to understand. Jiva Goswami did the same thing. He presented his work in such a way so that the people at the time could have understood what he was saying and understood and come to the right conclusion. So, with that, setting the pace and the introduction for today, coming to this next verse, Srila Prabhupada made a very fine and clear line of distinction here. And let me read that. But for the pastimes at Vrindavan, all functions are performed by the Lord's different plenary expansions. That's a very, very profound and meaningful statement that defines, in, at least in my opinion, defines the basis of Srila Prabhupada's purport with this verse. So, Srila Prabhupada started off by describing some of the expansions and the plenary expansions, and he talks about Lord Shiva, that Lord Shiva is one of the expansions of the personality of Godhead. And through his wife, then Kartikeya came, and then in this pastimes Kartikeya manifested, he took the form as Samba. Similarly, Cupid took the form of Prajumna, and one of the Vasus took the form as Uddhava. So they all came to enrich and enhance Krishna's pastimes. So we all heard of the eight Vasus. So at one point they were performing the eight Vasus and some of the demigods, they were performing a great sacrifice. And one of the Vasus developed a desire that he would like to be in Krishna's pastime, that he want to worship Krishna intimately. So he got his desire fulfilled, and that's how he came as Uddhava. So that's just a very nutshell background of who Uddhava is. We heard about Prajumna and Samba. So it's presented here, Srila Prabhupada write it in this, that but for the Vrindavan pastimes, that means accepting the Vrindavan pastimes, all the other pastimes which are outside of Vrindavan are being performed and facilitated by his expansions, by his plenary expansions and expansions and expansions of his plenary expansions like that. For example, his expansion Prajumna, it's from his Prajumna expansion that the lotus sprout and Lord Brahma took birth. That's the form. That's where that Prajumna expansion is, that Vishnu form that Lord Brahma took his birth. Just to give a small synopsis. So all these expansions are what perform all these different pastimes. Like it's stated that Krishna's Vasudev form, when he appeared before Vasudev and Devaki in the jail cell of Kamsa, that's a Narayan form. that which is an expansion of Krishna. But in Vrindavan, no such personalities are there. The Vrindavan manifestation, that Leela, is directly Krishna's personal associates, his direct associates, his direct family, his direct, what we can say, his direct blood. Like, to give an idea, some years ago, the King of Saudi Arabia came to the United States. And they were somewhere, somewhere in the Washington area. So they had a hotel renovated. They spent $13 million renovating this hotel just to facilitate this king. And then on top of that, the Saudi king spent another $2 million to put special carpeting so that his family can walk on. And they stayed for less than a week, maybe six or seven days. And that hotel had 122 rooms. And that was only for his immediate family members. His ministers, like, he brought 22 of his presidential limousines. How many limousines the President of the United States has? Four. Yeah. So he brought only 22. In Saudi Arabia, he generally moves around with 100. So he brought 22 of his limousines, 100 drivers, and a host of his other ministers, that they rented other facilities around for them to stay. But this facility, this hotel, is primarily for his inner circle, only his inner family members, 122 rooms, stayed for a week. So this gives us an idea, you know, I'm trying to break it down so we can understand Krishna and his personal associates in Vrindavan, that's what it's like. This specially manifested Vrindavan is only for Krishna's inner circle. And Prabhupada is giving that distinction in this purport. It's only for Krishna's personal associates. Like, all the associates there, his parents, his cowherd boyfriends, the gopis, the gopas, all of them, they were highly professionals and they are highly trained intellectuals. And with all them, he appears to be carrying out very simple trade, as Vaishyas do. They were very learned in the scriptures. And what was their 24/7 activities? Direct meditation on Krishna. Because they're direct associates, that's all they think about 24/7, meditating directly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anything outside of that, outside, are these different plenary expansions. As what a few of them are quoted here, Prajumna, Samba, who's the other? Uddhava. So, this is just a few that quoted, but these, like, we won't find any pastime of Prajumna in Vrindavan, or Samba in Vrindavan, or Uddhava. The only pastime of Uddhava in Vrindavan was when he was sent with some message at some point. But so all these other pastimes, all these different, they all come from the different expansion, like the Narayana expansion. In Mathura and different places, all the other incarnations of the Lord, they are manifested and they come in that categories, like, and even all the demigods, they manifest, they came to facilitate the Lord's pastimes. Just like when the king came, or in India you find when the kings would go, or the ministers, or here, when the president would come, there are so many ministers that would come ahead of time, prepare facilities. There are so much that would happen, an entire entourage. So similarly, Krishna does the same thing. When he comes, with his, what we can say, his outward activities, then we have all these plenary expansions. But with his inner circle of Vrindavan, for one, there is no agent for that. He himself takes care of the Vrijvasis. He's personally there. Those are his inner circle, those are his inner family members. Just like you have the president of the country. He has so many ministers, Minister for Finance, Agriculture, Education, and this, that, and the next. But for his own family, there is no minister for that. There is no agent for that. He personally takes care. He personally, you know, looks after his family. He would personally go down on his knees and have his kids and grandkids ride on his back. He won't bringing a horse for that. No, he's going to be the horse himself. So like that, Prabhupada talks about that as well. So like that, whatever is required in the Lord's inner circle, he takes that role. He takes a role as a son for his parents. He takes the role as the friend for his cowherd friends. He takes the role as the lover for the damsels of Vrindavan. He takes the role as a child for all the mothers. And the dearmost one of affection for all the fathers. He takes the role of the emblem of attraction for all the cows, all the animals. Everything. No one else came in the picture. Krishna personally is there. There is no one else. There are no agents. Similarly, you know, just like how we have our families. We would have work, business, this, that, and next. But when it comes to our family, there's no agent. No. We do it yourself. Like my wife just told me this morning, okay, when you get home for work tonight, take us, we have to go to the shop to do something. So there's no agent for that. No, I'll send an agent. No. That's my personal business, my personal service. So like that. Krishna is like that also. So with that, these few points, there are many more, but we had to cut it short. We'll stop here. Are there any questions, comments, addition? One would like to give?
If someone online made a comment.
Say that again?
Someone online made a comment.
Okay.
He says, in one sense we can say Srila Prabhupada expected us to know the works of the previous acharyas and to study them deeply, etc. In another sense, he has written so many books and we are expected simply to accept the distillation given by the spiritual master of all the acharyas' great study. The spiritual master is the via medium of Krishna. Therefore, whatever he presents of the works of the previous acharyas, the disciple accepts. Not that everyone is expected to study deeply all of the Vaishnava literatures. This is not expected of one on the path of the Varnashram Dharma. Actually, somehow or other, just to become absorbed in the teachings of bhakti and figure out how to preach those teachings, that is the perfection of our human lives. Hadibol.
I don't agree. Don't agree. Because you are directly disobeying Prabhupada's instruction. Right here in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that Jiva Goswami has explained this. He says, according to Jiva Goswami, okay, is one of the eternal sources of Krishna. Jiva Goswami has explained this very elaborately in his treatise Krishna Sandarbha. Then indirectly he's telling us that study, but you study it under his auspices, under Prabhupada's guidance. The Prabhupada is directly instructing, like he even instructs his disciples to translate the works of the previous acharyas and to study them. So that is Prabhupada's instruction to us. It doesn't mean that we would give up Prabhupada's books. No. We study Prabhupada's books and understand and follow his instructions and study these works under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada. That he gave the guidance, he set the pace, he set the understanding. Just like in the Ancha Leela, what chapter is that? 19, I think, 19, 20. That there was this one person, I forgot his name, but very scholarly. He came amongst the devotees, and someone may remember the name, can help me with it, and he came amongst the devotees, and then he was finding faults. He criticized that Krishna is the husband and all the living entities are females, like wives, prakriti. And therefore, it's an offense that everyone, all the living entities are chanting Krishna's names. That in Vedic culture is saying that the wife never calls the husband by his name, or never mentions, you know, like the husband's name. I know my mom, when I was growing up, I was wondering, why are you addressing my father like that? My eldest brother's name was Patrick, and she always say, Patrick Daddy. Until I become a devotee, then I understood what she was saying. She never called him by his name. So he's saying that it's an offense and it's rude to that we are chanting Krishna's name. So that was presented to Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya says, no, you have it wrong. That we are following Krishna's instructions. Krishna says to chant his holy names. So if Krishna tell his wife, you recite my name, then that's not an offense. So similarly, Prabhupada is saying in here that we should study these books. That, of course, you know, he says that his writings, he made it very clear that his presentation, whatever he has given us, would be the law books for the next 10,000 years. He made it very clear. He never says that we should not read anything else other. He gives instruction and guidance how we should study. Similarly, let me come back to Jiva Goswami. This is a very important point, so sorry that I'm taking a little long on it. I'm not finished yet. So coming back to Jiva Goswami, if you look at Jiva Goswami's works, and it's too long to get into some details and examples, but to understand in Jiva Goswami's writings, a lot of the people at that time, they had to get some understanding of the principle, and mark this word, they had to get an understanding of the principle of the presentation of some of the other philosophies, like the Shankar philosophy, the Nyaya. And so the principles, what they use in presenting their works, Jiva Goswami adopted those principles and presented Vaishnava culture and brings the understanding from that point of view. So for one to fully understand Jiva Goswami's works, they had to, if one want to learn it from a scholarly point of view, then they have to go back and study all these philosophies, which has nothing to do with devotional service. So similarly, like Prabhupada asked that the Bhaktivedanta Institute be presented, like the VIHE be presented. Like when he sent, who is it that Krishna sent to learn from the gopis? Is it Uddhava or Uddhava? Right. He sent Uddhava. So where did he send Uddhava to learn? No? Where did he send?
Uddhava?
Yeah. No, it's something more than that he sent. He sent him to VIHE, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. And who are the principals? The gopis. So he sent Uddhava to VIHE, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. So go and learn there. So he didn't tell Uddhava, give up what you have learned from me and go and accept that. But through this medium, you will learn the highest level of devotional service. So Prabhupada expects that this movement to grow to be an intellect of an intellectual class, to be of the highest class. Therefore, he has instructed that some of his disciples, or as much as possible, can learn these and observe and able to present. So when we say that the Bhagavatam is complete, it means that the instructions are complete. And part of the instructions is that try to learn some of these orders. Yes, so let me go to, what's your name, Prabhu?
Ricardo.
Ricardo Prabhu, then Mukunda Prabhu.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. Just in addition to your point, I remember recently I was discussing with Prang Govinda Prabhu maybe 2 months ago,
yeah.
And it was brought up that he who wants to know Krishna, his devotees, and I think the last point was his pastimes, Prabhupada saying this, must read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So I think adds, you know, Prabhupada saying you must.
Yes,
you know,
so that's Prabhupada's instruction. So we are following Prabhupada's instructions. We are not narrowing ourselves. Okay. So thank you, Prabhu. Mukunda Prabhu.
Yeah, so maybe for that devotee, I can give the reference. It's in Adilila 2.117. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada has said, I'll just read it directly. In this part of the purport, it says, false devotees lacking conclusions of transcendental knowledge think that by artificially shedding tears will deliver them. Similarly, other false devotees think that studying the books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable. They think it's like studying dry empiric philosophies. But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has inculcated the conclusions of the scriptures in the six theses called satsandarbhas. The very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to understand the real nature of this verse, Janmajyashayata, you should consult the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So many places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gives reference to the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So all throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, he's recommended that.
Yeah, so there you go. That's, you know, and that's our whole system here, that we are trying to be Prabhupada Nugas, to follow him and his standards and his instructions, and to follow everything that he has written here. And for the movement, for this skeleton, as Prabhupada said, for us to fill in the gaps, we need to bring all of these things. Like even simply, Prabhupada said for us, when he was talking about Mayapur, that we could live in a hut or live under a tree, but who would come? So we have to make nice presentation, big buildings and so forth, that would attract. Similarly, the world is a philosophical one, it's a scientific, is of an intellectual capacity. So therefore, we have to present our works on that level as well. Like he directly instructed Garuda Prabhu, that go and get all the education you can and try to preach from that level. Different devotees, he instructed, what's the Mayapur Maharaj name, he passed away, that, you know, start preach from the scientific point of view. And so forth. So it's, you know, it's, all these things are there, and so it's very, very important that we understand these points. So, is there anything else? So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.